Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Even if you are a regular listener to World Ocean Radio, you may not be aware that this year, just a few weeks ago, we broadcast our 250th edition of these brief reflections on various ocean people, organizations, and issues heard around the world through our partners in the United States, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, and both coasts of Africa, as well as through individual subscribers listening through podcasts, RSS feeds, and links through social media. We don't often mention here our host organization, the World Ocean Observatory, serving as a web-based place of exchange of information, educational service, and public discourse about the ocean defined as an integrated global social system to connect the ocean to climate, fresh water, food, energy, health, trade, transportation, science, technology, finance, policy, governance, economic development, security, and cultural traditions. W2O, as we call the observatory, was founded in 2006 with a staff of two and a minuscule budget provided by a small group of donors. It has not changed much since then, except to our amazement and delight in the extent of our connection with citizens of the ocean around the world. We have had an amazing year, with our annual website use increasing 30% to over 1.25 million unique visitors from some 120 countries. Over 10 million pages were viewed, inclusive of in-house produced audiovisual materials, profiled projects, and multiple links to international ocean organizations, creating what we assert is the largest and most inclusive existing compendium of ocean resources, open to all and at no cost. In addition, we distributed monthly newsletters to our individual subscriber list. We posted daily and weekly to web-based partners and social media outlets such as Huffington Post, a LinkedIn network of over 7,500 ocean experts and decision makers, Twitter feeds, 75 information features on Google Ocean, a W2O YouTube channel with 216 film links, and constant messaging to ocean-related listservs, aquariums, maritime museums, and other web-based ocean educational organizations, augmenting and amplifying our programs to reach many thousands more. Further, we posted daily to the World Ocean Observatory Facebook page, generating a growing group of more than 43,000 friends. And finally, we added various homepage partnership connections to include such important projects as the Census of Marine Life, the Ocean Health Index, and live links to four research vessels at sea, helping to bring real-time underwater exploration to thousands more. What does it all add up to? Well, in numbers, we can legitimately document millions, yes, millions of connections and messages to people with ocean interests the world over, all produced by two staff working in the U.S. from the coast of Maine. If the purpose of the World Ocean Observatory is to advocate through communications, then that mission is only successful through provision of responsible content, social perspective, repetition of message, and ingenuity and efficiency of audience development and connection. The job is never done. If we have reached millions this year, then we must reach millions more in the next. In 2014, watch for expansion of all the above strategies and tools, but anticipate the addition of World Ocean Journal, a new e-magazine on ocean culture and solutions, a global edition of World Ocean Radio, translated into French, Spanish, and Portuguese for introduction to additional partners in Africa and new partners in South America, a new W2O app for smartphones and tablets, and expanding distance learning connections to oceanographic research scientists and ocean literacy educational projects, and some other powerful surprises. The best way you can support us now and always is to spread the word, use our content, join our social media groups, engage your family, friends, teachers, students, colleagues, community members, and strangers in what we do, so that we may expand our circle of citizens of the ocean as far as the ocean's infinite horizon. Thank you. Be safe and well in the new year. Every day is Ocean Day. The sea connects all things. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU, Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.